Alright, good morning.
早上好。
Let's get started.
让我们祷告来开始。
Dear God, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house today.
亲爱的主，我们为今天能在你的圣殿中，在你的家中来感谢。
Our study help us to learn more and understand more about worship.
在我们学习的时候，求你让我们更加学习，也更加能够来敬拜你。
And then this morning as we worship, help us see you.
今天早晨当我们敬拜的时候，求你让我们能够遇见你。
Enjoy your presence in our worship today.
在我们的敬拜中能享受你的同在。
In Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Let me start by asking you.
我刚开始我先问大家。
Last time we talked,were a couple weeks ago about how our worship should show us a picture of God and His grace.
就是在我们的敬拜当中，我们怎么展现神的爱和恩典。
Last Sunday's worship.
上个星期的敬拜。
How did it show you, remind you of God's grace?
那是如何来向你显示，也再次提醒你神的恩典呢？
有没有谁有什么要回应的？
You see God's grace in the worship.
你在敬拜中呢，你看到了神的，你看到了神的恩典。
I feel like we need to have this class right after service because a week later.
我觉得我们应该那个主日崇拜之后再有这个课，因为过了一周之后。
Which as a pastor is a little discouraging.
作为牧师呢。
That a week later no one remembers if we had church or not.
过了一星期大家都记不记得自己上个星期是不是有教会。
Let me answer.
那让我来回答。
I was actually last Sunday in with the children.
上个星期上个主日了我在儿童崇拜那里。
And one of the songs they sang.
有一首他们唱的歌。
Said the law of the Lord is good.
说神的律法多么美好。
The leader of the song explained.
然后呢带领敬拜的这个老师呢就解释了。
Just like your parents or your teacher gives a rule to protect you for your safety.
就像你的父母和你的老师给你一些规则给你一些规矩是要保护你。
God's law is for our safety, for our good.
神的律法是为了我们的益处为了我们的安全。
His law is a...Sign and evidence of His love.
神的律法就是他爱我们的一个记号。
And so in the children's worship, that reminded me of God's grace.
所以呢，在这个儿童敬拜中，这就真的是提醒了我神的恩典。
Anyone else? Anything you saw of God's grace in our worship last week?
有没有在上个星期敬拜中看到神的恩典？
Did anything in last week's worship motivate you to obedience? Anything that God's Spirit said you need to do this?
有没有上个星期的敬拜就激励你对神，就让你顺服神，就是在敬神，就是提醒你说你在这方面要更顺服。You mean the obedience or what?
Yeah, for the obedience.
就是Richard 就说，在这个一星期的这个查经中间，他也。提醒他更就是对就是要对神更顺服。
OK.
我有每日的灵修。
Alright, I will probably ask you again next week.
所以那个下周可能我还会再问大家。
So be alert this morning.
所以呢就是要预备好啊要被问问题的。
Now, we're moving into a new topic.
现在我们进到一个新的议题。
We've looked at worship in the Old Testament.We've looked at worship in the Old Testament.
我们看到旧约中的敬拜。
We've looked at worship in the New Testament a bit.
我们看到新约中的一些敬拜。
I want to spend two, possibly three weeks looking at worship through different points of history.
我们大概花两到三周的时间去看历史中的敬拜。
And I want to start by giving you a phrase that has been common for hundreds of years to describe how worship impacts us as believers.
就是有一句话就是已经有几百年的历史这描述说这个敬拜是如何来影响敬拜者的。
I wrote it on the backboard so that it wouldn't block the projector.
我把它写在后边的黑板上，这样子呢就不会。
The phrase lex orandi lex credendi is this.
他说是这个 lex， 就是我也不知道这个是什么，好像是拉丁语。
The rule or how we pray，
我们如何祷告，我们祷告的这个规律。
The rule of prayer is the rule of faith，
就是这个祷告的规则就是信心的规则。
What it means is this，
它的意思就是
how we worship，
我们如何敬拜
guides what we believe，
就是在引导我们如何来相信的。
I like this phrase for this reason，
我之所以喜欢这一句话就是因为
most people say the opposite，
大多数人呢就把它给其实说所说的正好跟刚才讲的这个就反过来了。
They say what we believe guides how we worship，
他们经常会说我们的信仰，我们的相信会引导我们的敬拜。
But the truth is，
但是真实的情况是
how we worship by and large guides what we believe，
我们如何来敬拜很大成分上就会引导我们如何来相信我们的信仰。
For instance，
比如说
I used to teach music，
我过去教音乐。
And I did some research on the impact of our hymns on what people believe，
我就是做了一个研究，就是我们所唱的赞美诗对我们的信仰，对我们所相信的影响。
And most people in daily life，
在每日的生活中，
their beliefs are much more impacted by what they sing on Sunday than what the preacher says on Sunday。
就是他们的对于这个我们的信仰的理解，更多的是被我们心周日这个主日所唱的这个赞美诗所影响，而不是说胜过被这个讲道所影响。
Someone told me I should be really good at talking when no one's listening because I'm a pastor.
有些人曾经跟我说，我可能很擅长，就是很习惯于擅长于，就是说我讲话没人听，因为我是牧师。
And sometimes I wake up on Monday morning。
有的时候我周一早晨醒过来。
And I think I wonder if anyone today remembers anything I said yesterday.
我就在想说，哎呀，我在想啊，有没有任何人还记得我昨天到底说了什么
？But
但是
，very often if there is a good song that we sing on Sunday, that may come back and we may hum it during the week. We will remember it.
但是如果在那个主日的敬拜中有一首很就是说他们很好的赞美诗，常常你在这个周间呢，你就会唱那首，不自觉的唱起那首歌。
And so what we sing very often has a great impact on what we believe.
所以呢，我们所唱的对我们所信的常常有一个很巨大的影响。
How we worship has an impact on what we believe.
所以我们如何来敬拜，对我们所信的有很大的影响。
So I want to start by asking you some questions.
所以呢，我开始就想要this one， 就是问大家一个问题。
If a visitor came to our church，
如果有一来访者到我们教会来
，and he knew nothing about our beliefs，
他对我们的信仰一无所知。
When he left，
当他离开的时候。
What would our way of worship have said to him about our view of God?
那我们敬拜的那个方式对他传讲了，就是会对他们说什么呢？我们的敬拜风格对他们说到，让他们了解什么？我们对神的看法呢？
What would he know about what how we picture God based on how we worship?
基于我们如何来敬拜。那他会有一个什么印象，就是我们是如何来看待神的。
And I'm not referring to necessarily what does the preacher say in a sermon.
我不是在讲说这个牧师在讲道时候说了什么。
But what he sees on Sunday during our worship.
在我们敬拜中他所观察他所看到的这一切。
What would he say we believe about God?
那他会觉得说我们的敬拜反映了我们是如何看待神的呢？就是对神的有就是高举神尊敬重神，在我们的情绪中我们是正式的啊。
Alright, so if those things are true,
如果这些是真实的
our style of worship
那我们敬拜的风格
impacts something of what we believe about God.
就影响到了他们对于神的一些他们的观念。
What would that person go away thinking we believe about our relationship to God?
他们就是我们他们就观察到他们看到了我们对跟神的关系是怎么样的对这个人有什么样的影响呢
Pardon? Okay, alright.
You mean this person may become believer, right?
No,
I'm thinking that he sees us worshiping and he thinks, wow, these guys are really good believers.
Okay.
他那个人就是他和理查的弟兄说
room to grow, though, as well.
他就说可能他看到我们的敬拜他觉得说哦，这些人是一群很好的敬拜者他们也还有在成长
OK alright
他说这些人如果来到我们教会看到说哦，这些大部分的参与的人呢都是从一个没有宗教信仰自由的一个独裁的国家过来然后他们竟然都在这里敬拜神真的是一件很令人惊奇的事情
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子。
A few years ago, I took a group of students on a trip.
几年以前，我带着一群学生去旅行。
We went to New York for a weekend.
我们周末去了纽约。
And one of my purposes was to introduce them to this idea.
那其中呢，我的一个观念呢，我的一个目的就是要让他们了解我会在后面白板上写这句话。
And so the four students who thought they were going for a fun visit to New York City.
所以大多数学生都觉得，哎呀，要去纽约好好的玩了。
I grew to see. Ended up visiting going to church five times on that weekend.
但是，How can that be? 他们觉得之后呢，竟然周末去了五个教会。
And here's what they saw.
他们所看到的是什么呢
？We went to a very high liturgical church.
他们去了一个那个仪式感很强的一个教会。
And I said after the service, what did that show you about God?
我就问他们说，在这个崇拜之后呢，我说这让你对向你展示了什么神的什么呢
？He is very majestic.
说神是非常宏伟威严壮观的。
He is very powerful.
神是大有全能的。
What's it show about our relationship to Him?
那他们的敬拜显示了。我们跟神的关系是怎么样的呢
？And one of them said something like this.
有一个学生就说
，He wants us to shut up and be quiet in His house.
他讲我们到他的这个到神面前来闭嘴安静。
And I asked him, "What's it say about evangelism?"
我说那他们的敬拜表现了这些敬拜的人对宣教是怎么看的呢
？And in that particular church,
在那个特别的教会，有一个人就说
，I don't think He wants outsiders.
我有个学生就说。我想他们大概神
We didn't feel welcome and I don't think anyone else would.
他们不喜欢外来者我们不觉得在那里受欢迎我想他们也会欢迎别人
We went to that church I believe at an 8 o'clock a.m. service.
我们去的是在早晨八点钟的
We jumped on the subway went across town.
然后呢我们就去地铁然后到了那个城镇的另外市的另外一个地方
To a black church in Harlem.
就在一个地方的一个黑人教会。
Same question.
我又问了学生们同样的问题。
Answer number one.
第一个就是说，你在这个敬拜中，你看到了，你觉得他们对神的看法是怎么样的
？This God is a lot closer to us.
他们就说，哦，他们在敬拜中呢，他们这位神对我们来讲就更靠近了。
He really likes for us to enjoy him.
他也真的，这位神也。就是他们敬拜中所显示的人也真的
是
大的享受他们。
The picture of God in those two churches was much different.
你知道吗？在这两个教会中，神的这个展示的是太好了，是不一样的。
That afternoon we went to a third church.
下午呢，我们又去了第三个教会。
A different approach.
又是一个不同的这样一个敬拜的方式。
In each place,
在每一个地方
the way that worship was done communicated something about the picture of God.
在他们那个敬拜的方式呢，其实就传达了一些他们神的
about
他们对神的看法
how we come into His presence.
就是他们展示了神的，就是就描绘了对神的描绘，也展示了。他们自己对神和自己的关系的看法。
And over these two or three weeks, we're going to be looking at worship at different periods.
这未来的两三周呢，我们就来看在教会历史上不同的时期的这样敬拜。
And I want you to be thinking about this.
我就想要大家能够记住这几个问题。
And then I want you to be thinking about it in terms of our worship.
然后呢，来想到我们自己的敬拜。
I will say that in each of the periods that we're going to look at, and I've just kind of grabbed five spots.
然后呢，在教会历史中，我就看我们看五个不同的时期，我自己找到一个时期。
None of these are right or wrong.
没有说哪个对哪个错。
One reason I wanted this group of students to go to five very different churches in just one weekend.
然后呢，我之所以想让这群学生在一个周末呢去参观了五个不同的教会
，was that in every one of them there were strengths.
因为呢，在每一个教会的这个敬拜中都有他们的长项
，there were
他们的长处。
To say, oh, it's a great way to worship.
那他们的长处。其中你可以看到说哦那个是一个很棒的敬拜神的方式。
And in every one of them, there were things that made some of our group uncomfortable.
但是他们的敬拜中呢也有一些方面呢让这就是我带的这些学生觉得不太安逸不太舒适。
At the end of the week, when I said, which of those five churches would you want to go to?
然后呢周末结束旅行结束我问这些学生说你想去的五个教会中的哪个教会呢
There was one who really liked the grand formal liturgy.
有一个学生他就很喜欢这种很正式的很有仪式感的这个教会。
There were several who really liked the black church.
还有好几位很喜欢这个黑人教会。
There were several who liked the kind of contemporary, evangelical church.
还有好几位很喜欢这个现代的那个好像那个福音派的那个教会
As a dinosaur
就是他们喜欢先
I like the church that had a choir church organ and a sermon that was about you know an hour long
我当然作为像我这样的老古董的人那我就喜欢那个教会呢是有一个有风琴然后有诗班
And then on Saturday night I had drug them to a rescue mission in the inner city
然后呢到了周末的时候就带着这帮学生拽着他们去了当时那个就是一个救济中心这样的
And one who had a real heart for mission
就是这个教会真的是非常的有这个传福音的使命感
That's where I would want to be every week
然后我就说那我每个星期我也想去那个教会
So as we look at this don't categorize right or wrong
所以当我们看这五个时期的这个敬拜的时候不要把它们就分类成说对错
But what do we learn from it?
而是我们从中能学习什么
And I want to get through two of these this morning
那今天早上我想起码能讲两个
First I want to look at worship in the second century Is that right?
Okay, yes. Okay. 第一个呢我们来看第二世纪公元第二世纪的敬拜
Once we leave the New Testament
当我们一旦离开那个 you mean the early church?
Yes, after we leave the New Testament.
当我们离开上课讲的那个新约教会中就初期教会的敬拜的时候
Our first picture of worship comes from a letter.
我们第一个关于敬拜的这个描述这个图片
The Roman Emperor Trajan has told his governors to look into, to investigate the Christian worship.
就当时的罗马皇帝叫图拉真他就让他的省长说你们去调查这个基督徒在敬拜搞什么东西
Very often in the first three centuries of the church
在经常的在头三世纪的教会历史当中
The government would say are they doing anything in those meetings that would stir up trouble
他们就常常这些政府的这些统治的就会说他们聚会的时候是不是在谋划什么麻烦呢
So Pliny, one of the Roman governors
所以当时这个普利尼就是一个罗马的
Looks into this and writes a letter to the emperor
所以呢他就去调查然后就给皇帝写信
He says, this is what I found
说这是我所找到的
On a certain day each week they gather before dawn
然后呢在一星期中的某一天他们就在日出之前呢就聚在一起
So already you see one difference
所以你已经看到一个不同了。
We're about 4 hours late.
我们已经晚了四个小时，他们在日出之前。
Church 4 hours ago.
大家喜欢，我们小朋友可不喜欢。
Are you very glad you live now and not in 113?
所以你们是不是很高兴？你们是活在现在，而不是出生在公元1333年。
They gather before dawn.
他们在日出之前就聚集。
They sing a hymn to Christ as a God.
他们像对神那样子对基督唱一首诗歌。
In other words, they worship him as divine.
所以呢，就换句话说，他们把基督当成神来敬拜。
And then I'm going to explain this phrase later, but I'm just reading it to you now.
我待会儿解释，我现在就单单的给你读一下。
They take an oath to commit no theft, no fraud, and no adultery.
然后呢，他们就发誓说他们不偷窃不偷窃不奸淫
theft, fraud, adultery.
哦，不欺骗。
And then it's their custom to leave.
然后他们的习惯呢，就离开了。
And come back later to eat a meal together.
他们就离开，然后再回来再聚集在一起吃一顿饭。
I've always enjoyed that letter because it gives you a picture of what a complete unbeliever sees when he walked into church.
然后呢，我很喜欢这封信呢，就是因为这是一个完全不信主的人，当他进到一个教会里，他所看到的。
It appears this is what he watched that day.
但是他从那天他所观察到的是这样的。
They met before sunrise.
第一个，他们日出之前就聚集。
Many of the Christians were slaves.
那很多这个当时的基督徒都是奴隶。
Their day belonged to their owner.
那他们的白天都是属于他们的主人的。
And so they met before sunrise and had their worship.
所以他们就要在日出之前聚集，然后敬拜神。
They sang hymns.
他们唱赞美诗，唱诗。
Then it appears that what he is seeing is after the sermon.
然后对这位普利尼这个官长来讲，他看到的是在一个讲道。
They have a sermon.
他们诵读经文，然后他们听讲有讲
道。Pastor says, "Will you obey this?"
然后牧师就会问他们说：“你们会顺服这些吗？遵守这些吗
？”Yes, amen.
大家就说 ：“Amen.”
And that becomes for him their oath. And apparently, the week he was writing about this was the sermon: live an ethical life.Don't steal, don't cheat, don't commit adultery, and they say, okay, we won't do that, and he says, that's what they do when they meet.
然后呢，对这个观察的这个官长来讲呢，好像他们在发誓，其实这就是牧师在讲道，然后就说，准备篇讲道要过一个道德的生活，不欺骗，不奸淫，不偷窃，然后会众就说好。
But what it tells us is, they are saying, we will apply the sermon, the scripture, when we leave here.We're going to live according to this.
他所展示的就是这些参加的人，就是说我们会把这些所听到的呢，我们会应用在我们离开以后应用在我们的日常生活当中。
They left.
然后他们离开以后
，probably after dark, late in the day after their work is done.
然后可能是在天黑以后，当他们一天的工作做完之后
，They return for a meal together.
他们又一起回来吃饭。
Possibly, probably, that included the Lord's Supper each week.
很有可能就是在那个时候他们就领主的手主的圣餐。
So that's our first picture of worship in the church.
所以这是教会里边敬拜的第一幅图片。
40 years later,
过了40年
one of the church fathers by the name of Justin,
然后另外一位初期的教父就是尤士丁。
Justin later was executed.
这个尤斯丁也称为殉道者尤斯丁，那后来是被主殉道的。
So、Justin Martyr,
所以他的就在教会历史上称为殉道者尤斯丁。
Writes a letter to the emperor.
他也给皇帝写了一封信。
The Christians are being accused of being disloyal.
因为那个时候基督徒被指控对国家不忠。
That they're meeting together in these secret meetings to cause trouble.
他们秘密聚会在。那个寻求导致麻烦。
And he writes a wonderful letter.
他就写了一封很棒的书信。
Telling what they do in the worship.
就告诉皇帝他们在敬拜中做了什么。
He also, and this is not part of what I want to say, but let me just plug this in here.
那不是我本来是课里要讲，但是我就
讲一下。Because I think it applies for our world very much.
因为这也很适用于我们今天的世界。
He Later in his letter, he says to the emperor,
他后边在信对皇帝写到
We are not disloyal.
我们不是对国家不忠。
We are your most loyal subjects.
我们是你最忠心、最效忠你的、最忠心的这个这个公民、这个臣仆。
And he says, this is why.
为什么呢？
When you tell us to do something that God forbids,
当你告诉我们神所禁止的事情的时候
we are loyal enough to you,
我们因为对你效忠到这种程度
that we disobey you,
我们所以我们就是没有听从你的话
but we still pray for you,
但是我们仍然为你祷告
and when you kill us,
当你杀我们的时候
just before we die,
在我们死之前
we pray for you.
我们为你还是为你祷告。
He says, we can't obey you when you give us a false command that is against God.
当你给我们一条命令是违背神的命令的时候，我们不能顺服。
But even then, we still pray for you.
即使那样，我们仍然为你祷告。
Even when you persecute us, we still pray for you.
当你即使你逼迫我们，仍然为你祷告。
And this is off the topic, so I won't charge for this part.
这个不是我们课上的内容，所以我不会给你们收费，给你们多收费。
That's how Christians should be known.
那应该是基督徒应该以这种态度闻名。
That even when we cannot agree with what our government does,
即使我们不同意我们政府所做的
，we are known as people who love and support and pray.
即使是对我们的敌人，我们也应该是以我们去爱、去支持、为他们祷告的人。
So in Justin's letter, he says, "Here's what worship is."
所以呢，在尤斯丁的信中，他说敬拜就是。
We gather in someone's home.
我们在某人的家中聚会。
We read scripture.
我们诵读经文。
And then the leader of the group preaches.
然后呢，我们的这个带领我们的人就讲道。
And the best we can find at that point, preaching was very simple.
我们所能发现的最好的资料，也就是说，当时的讲道是很简单的。
It was often there was more than one within the church who would do the preaching, alternate.
通常在那个教会里边会不止一个人，就是大家轮流的来做这个讲道。
They would read the scripture.
然后他们就会读这个圣经。
So I'll use what we're going to hear later this morning.
所以，比如说我来读。待会儿会用的经文。
The leader would read.
然后呢，带领的人就会读。
Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord.
他说，末了，弟兄们，我也还有要说的话，你们要在主里喜乐。
And then he would tell them what it means.
然后他就讲这话是什么意思。
And then he would read the next sentence and tell them what it means. That was preaching.
这个带领者呢，再读下一句，然后再来解释这个什么意思。
There was then a prayer.
然后有祷告。
Communion.
然后有领圣餐。
After the communion service, deacons took the elements to people who were sick or who were in prison waiting to be executed.
在之后呢，这个执事呢就会带着圣餐去拜访那些或者是生病的，或者是在狱中准备要被处决基督徒。
And then Justin said at the end of the service.
然后尤斯丁说，在这个。聚会结束的时候
Those who had money or food brought their money or food to the leader of the worship.
他们就是把他们不管他们的钱还是他们的食物带给这个带领敬拜的人。
The deacons took that.
然后这个执事呢就带着这些。
And divided it up between the widows and the orphans in the congregation.
在这个会众中这些把这些钱和食物分给这些寡妇或者是孤儿。
Those who were sick.
还有那些生病的人。
Okay, so that's the worship.
那也是一种敬拜。
Meeting in someone's, yes.
By
and large, so this is 150-ish, by and large, by this point they're reading the New Testament.
就是。
They are reading the New Testament. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
所以刚才这个姐妹问的就是说他们当时读的是什么经文。那说麦牧师说大概在公元150年他们应该大部分读的都是新约。
It is not yet called the New Testament.
当然它不是教义称为新约。
It's not going to be until the 4th century that Athanasius gives what we consider the formal list.
只有到了公元四世纪的时候呢这个亚他纳修对吧 他给了一个这个新约的这个书信的正式的这个清单。
But already,
但是在
Paul's letters are being circulated and copied and read.
保罗的书信呢就被大家复制，也被传送到不同的地方。
John's letters,
还有约翰的书信。
Revelation is very popular at that point because of persecution.
因为这个逼迫呢，那启示录在当时是很受欢迎的。
And the Gospels.
还有就是福音书。
So they're reading our New Testament.
所以他们所读的材料其实就是新约里边的。
This group, what do we have? 20 here or so?
我们这里边我们超过20人。
This is the size of the whole church.
这我们今天所带的人就是整个教会。
No larger, maybe smaller.
不会比这个更大，只会比这个更小。
Because,
因为呢
the whole house is no bigger than this room and maybe a little smaller.
因为他们的家里的房子也就这么大或者更小一些。
Okay. The houses we live in, no one had ever heard of that. That was bigger than the palace.
我们现在所住的房子对他们来讲没人听说过，那对他们像宫殿一样。
Space was valuable.
所以那个空间是很有价值的。
This room is probably as big as any of their houses.
所以我们所在的这个房间比他们所在的任何的屋子都大。
This would have been the wealthiest member of the church.
那要这么大的房子，那可是他们会众里面最有钱的人才有这么大的房子。
So, you come in.
所以你可以过来。
You probably have some water, some bread, something, some fruit.
所以你可以给大家准就是有些水啊面包啊或者一点水果。
You sit around.
然后你就把它放在那里。
You don't have Bibles.
那时候可不是说有圣经给你。
You have a scroll.
你有一个经卷。
Of whatever you are reading that day.
不管说就有那么一个经卷，不管那天你读的是什么。
There are only a few members who can read.
那在这个会众之只有几个人是识字的。
One of those has been chosen to read for that day.
然后其中有一位就被选，就是今天选来读。
And he will practice all week.
但是他整个星期都在练习来怎么读。
Because this reading is important.
因为这个数这个宣读这个经文是很重要的。
Because no one in the group has read anything from the Bible since last Sunday.
因为自从上周以来没有任何人还在这一周内读过圣经。
You know, we have a whole stack of them over here.
我们在这里有一堆。
Just because we don't have anywhere to put them.
因为我们有一书架的这个圣经，因为没地方摆。
They would not be able to believe that someone had this many Bibles.
他们绝对是无法相信一个人现在有这么多本的圣经。
So the reading of scripture was incredibly important to them.
所以的这个读经文对他们来讲是难以置信的，非常非常的重要。
And then someone has read it and has some ideas about how we should apply it.
然后呢就有人读了，然后他们的想法就是如何把这个经文应用到我们的日常生活中。
Preaching is very simple.
那讲道是很简单的。
They don't have...A bunch of commentaries.
他们当时可不是有一堆的这个注释，这个解经书。
As hard as it is to imagine, they don't even have Google or Facebook.
你怎么想象不到，他们甚至都没有脸书或者是谷歌。对于那些小孩子来讲，那时候生活在那个年代，大概受不了了。
What do you like?
那你喜欢的是什么呢
？What can we learn from their worship?
那从他们的敬拜中，我们能学习到什么呢？
They valued God's word, the scriptures, the manuscripts.
他们就是那个手抄本，因为当时都是手抄本的经卷嘛，那对他们是很宝贵的，他们会很看重神的话语，对他们也很有价值。
You notice about the worship that we could benefit from.
还有什么我们可以从他们的敬拜中所能够学习到对我们有益处？他们有一个，他们有这种很简单、很朴素的一个生活。
Worship was very intimate.
他还有就是他们的敬拜是很亲密的，很亲近的。
You knew your fellow worshipers.
你也认识你旁边一同敬拜的人。
In some ways, their worship is probably close to our cell groups, our small groups.
从某方面来讲，他们的敬拜可能更像我们的小组。
In fact, in some ways, I think the first century worship is best, or second century is best seen as a model for cell groups.
所以呢，从某方面来讲，我觉得这个第二世纪的这个敬拜是一个对小组一个很好的一个模式。
And emphasis on scripture.
因为他们呢强调经文。
on what scripture means.
这个经文的意思是什么？
Not just how does it make me feel.
而不是说
What's it mean?
这个经文对我是什么意思？怎么让我感受？
On application, what are we supposed to do about it?
然后应用，就是我面对这个经文，我该怎么做呢？
On prayer.
然后祷告。
Each member of the group was able to share their concerns and the group prayed together.
然后呢，在这个小组中呢，在这个小小的教会中呢，每个人都可以来分享他的他所在意的事情，大家可以一起祷告。
And on carrying one another's burdens.
然后彼此分担彼此的重担。
In that second century worship.
在这个第二世纪的敬拜中呢
，With Brother Quincy.
比如说有这 Quincy 弟兄。
Said, I need prayer.
说我需要祷告。
I need help.
我需要帮助。
My master has quit providing for my children.
我的主人不再给我的孩子们提供这个所需要的一切。
He found out that I'm coming to a Christian worship.
这个主人发现我现在去参加这个基督徒的聚会。
He said that we're going to anger the gods.
那个主人就说你这样做会激怒我们所拜的神
And so he no longer will feed us.
所以呢他就不再给我们提供食物
I need help.
我需要帮助
The early church did two things.
然后呢初期那个时期的教会就做了两件事
In that time of prayer
在那个祷告的时候呢
They gathered around Quincy and they prayed for him.
然后他们就围绕着这个弟兄呢就为他祷告
Prayed for him to have grace and strength.
就是祷告神给他恩典和力量
Pray for his family
为他的家庭祷告
Pray that God would touch the heart of his master
就是祷告神会触摸他触动他那个主人的心
They carried his burden
他们也背他的担子背负住他的重担
But they also did a second thing
他们也做了第二件事情
After it was all done and they prayed
当他们祷告完之后
They said we will pray for you that God will feed you
我们会为你祷告说神会提供你的食物回去吧
No
不是这样的
Remember how they took the offering
你知道他们不是说刚才讲到他们说奉献吗
Money, they brought food
你说会员中有人带食物来
And the presider said
然后这个主持会议的敬拜的就说
Until God answers prayer
直到神回应你的祷告之前
We'll help answer
我们会帮助回应这个祷告。
God answered the prayer through the church. That's what I was going to say.
神通过教会来回应了祷告。
They became part of the answer.
他们成为这个答案的一部分。
I think there's a wonderful model for us today.
这对我们今天也是一个很好的一个榜样，一个示范。
Of the intimacy of worship, of carrying one another's burden.
就是敬拜的这样的一个亲密。然后分担彼此的重担。
One more thing that I want to point to if no one else has anything, but what do you see that we can benefit from their model?
还有大家要说我们从他们的敬拜的这个方面有哪些方面对我们是有益的呢我们可以学习到的呢
Pardon?
I thought we
did.
Okay.
那个理查德弟兄说我们在做他们所做的。
No one brings food to the offering.
但是没有人在中奉献的时候带食物去。
So we don't do it exactly like this.
所以我没有说跟他做的一模一样。
And that's what I'm wanting you to see. Culture changes.
所以我想大家看到的是这个文化这个习俗在改变。
I'll be honest.
我就很坦诚的说。
I don't think the deacons want you bringing any sashimi to the offering.
大概那个执事也不想你奉献的时候带着一堆这个叫苏喜过来，
就
是饭食过来，你给我就行了，不用跟执事。
不要把
那个寿司放在那个奉献箱里给我。
Culture changes, how we do the offering changes.
这个文化习俗在改变，我们如何来收集这个奉献也改变了。
So we're looking. There's one other thing I want you to see that I think is very, very important.
我觉得很重要的，想让你们看到第二世纪的敬拜中。
Did you hear what the pagan emperor said or governor said about their worship?
你有没有听到这个就是那个一帮不信主的这个皇帝或者是这个官长所说的？
One of his spies goes to a service.
那他的一个那个奸细呢，就去看到去调查到他们的那个聚会中。
And comes back and
回来就说
they sang a hymn.
说他们唱一首诗歌
And then someone read from a scroll.
那有人就从那个经卷里边呢就读了一些东西。
And in that scroll it said we're not supposed to steal.
那个经卷里面就说我们不能偷窃。
We're not supposed to commit fraud.
我们不能去欺骗。
We're not supposed to commit adultery.
也不能奸淫。不能淫乱。
And then he says all the people took an oath that they wouldn't do that.
然后呢参加的人就都发誓说他们不会那样做。
Do you hear what he's describing?
你听到这个去看就是不信主的人去看到他的一个描述吗
?They take the scripture.
他们拿到他们看看有。
The leader explains what it means.
然后这个带领的人就解释。
And then,
什么意思接着呢
?And then the people say, we'll do it.
然后接着呢这参与的人呢会众就说我们
这样做。There is a direct connection between what we hear in worship and how we live on Monday.
这有一个直接的联系就是我们在敬拜的时候我们所听到的这些经文这些教导跟我们星期一的生活有一个直接的联系有没有看到这一点
No, that's in this period of time because they misinterpret the communion.
Right.
Worship then was not something
敬拜不是
that on Sunday morning
在星期天的早晨
you put on special clothes
你穿上这个星期天的衣服特别的衣服
you drive to some building that is different than any other building you ever go to for any purposes
然后呢你去到一个建筑物这个建筑物呢除了就是跟别的都不一样
You go through a service.
然后你经过一个过程。
You get in your car, you go back home.
然后呢你开车再回家。
You take off those special clothes.
你把你新那个特别的衣服给脱下来。
And now that's taken care of for the week.
然后呢那个就这个周末就过去了。
And we're back to real life.
然后我们现在回到真实的生活。
That is a danger in our world, isn't it?
刚才我所描述的情况就是我们现今世界的这个危险，对不对？
That worship has no real connection to daily life.
敬拜跟我们日常的生活没有一个真实的一个实在的关联，一个联系。
And I think one of the best things we can learn from the worship in the second century is this.
我觉得我们能从第二世纪的敬拜中学到的最好的东西就是
What happens in worship?
在敬拜中所发生的
If it's worship,
如果那是敬拜的话
impacts Monday.
会影响我的周一的生活
is applied in what we do.
因为它会应用在我日常的生活中
Maybe I've told this in here before.
也许我在以前讲过。
But I was preaching in a Haitian church.
我在一个 Haitian, right? 在一个海地的教会里讲到。
And they had asked me to preach about worship.
他们让我讲这个有关敬拜的主题。
And in the Haitian church, the women all sat on this side.
然后在海地教会呢这个姐妹们呢都坐在这边。
The men all sat on this side.
然后弟兄们呢都坐在这边。
Husbands and wives did not sit together.
然后先生跟太太是没有
在一起的。Kind of like in our Sunday school
class. 有点像我们今天的主日学，对不对？我就开玩笑。正好我们今天的这个两对夫妇都没有坐在一起，又开玩笑了。
So, I'm talking about worship.
我就在讲敬拜。
And I'm telling them that how we worship has to impact how we live.
我就讲到说我们如何敬拜其实是应该影响我们如何生活的。
And I should have thought of an example before the sermon, but I had not.
但是我应该在讲到之前呢好好想一个例子但是我没仔细想。
And in my devotions that morning,
正好我那天早晨的灵修呢
I had been reading from Ephesians about husbands.
我正好在读以弗所书5章讲到里边先就是先生跟太太丈夫跟太太的
And so that popped in my mind.
所以我看到先生坐一边，太太坐一边，一下子脑子跳出来一个念头。
And I said, husband,
我就说你们做丈夫的。
If you come to worship on Sunday,
如果你星期天来敬拜。
And then you beat your wife on Monday.
但是你在星期一呢，就打你的太太。
Your worship did no good.
那你的敬拜可对你没什么益处。
And this patient lady jumps up.
然后这边的一个海地的这个女人呢，就一下子跳起来。
Points across the church.
她就在指着教堂另外一边的这个女人说
，Pierre.
她说 ，Pierre。
You need to hear this.
你应该好好听这一句。
I went on.
然后我就继续的讲到。
Apparently.
很明显的。
Pierre needed to hear this.
的确是这个叫 Pierre 的先生需要听到这个。
But in the second century.
但是在第二世纪。
They understood.
他们了解，他们明白。
Sometimes Pierre needs to hear this.
有的时候，这个 Pierre 这个先生们需要听到这个。
Our worship needs to impact daily life.
我们的敬拜应该就是影响到我们日常的生活。
Something that isn't very practical in worship services.
在敬拜中，一个不是很实际的做法就是。
But I really wish we could do it.
但是我真是希望我们能做。
And at the least, I would wish that small groups do it after the worship service.
我起码是希望在敬拜之后呢，星期天敬拜之后，小组会这样做。
And that is this.
就是
when a small group meets on Friday night.
当那个小组在周五聚会的时候
，to say
他们就说
，What did you do differently this week as a result of Sunday's sermon?
因为那个星期天的 worship, not just a sermon.
Right. Well,
因为星期天的敬拜。那你这一周你的生活有何不同呢
？Because if we are never changing anything because of the sermon，
如果我们听了这个讲道，我们没有任何东西改变
，It's very likely that there's one of two problems wrong。
那可能有一到两个两个方向中可能有一个问题出错了
，Either，
或者是
It's my fault。
或者是我的问题。
Because the sermon doesn't have any practical impact.
因为呢，这个大家竟然对这个讲道呢没有对你没有任何实际的影响。
Or
或者是
it's your fault.
或者又是你的问题，或你们的问题。
Because you're not applying it.
因为你们没有应用。
Right.
没有放在实际生活中应用。
So if the problem is the first one, you need to fire me.
所以如果问题是我的问题你们应该把我解雇把我赶出去。
The problem is the second one, you need to shape up.
如果第二个问题如果是你们的问题的话那你们得自己。
But you understand?
得自己改变了解吗
They saw a very direct connection between Sunday and Monday.
就是第二世纪的敬拜他们看到一个就是很直接的一个关联星期天跟星期一。
And I think that is a powerful lesson for us.In our worship.
所以在我们的敬拜中这是对我们一个非常有利的一个非常强有力的功课。
What do I do because of this?
因为我敬拜了那我该怎么做呢
?Worship was real life.
敬拜是真实的生活。
We put our money in the offering.
当我们把钱放在奉献箱的时候。
And honestly, until the annual meeting, we don't know where it went.You know, it just goes in that box.
然后呢，直到会员大会，我们是知道这些钱都干啥去了，所以。
It's not a criticism.
我不是在
乎。How we think.
我们就觉得我们其实不去想啊，就是说不是说这个在说是批评什么。
They saw a direct connection.
但是他们看到一个直接的一个联系。
I brought the offering.
我把这个奉献带来。
And Brother Quincy's children had food this week.
这个弟兄呢，他的孩子们这个星期需要。
Y'all need to help him out today. I don't know why he came to mind.
我不知道为什么你们得帮他。我今天老让他做这个。
My previous life is a slave. All
right. Anything else you see from that early worship?
大家有从这个关于第一世纪的是有什么要讲的吗
？Culturally, it's different.
我们的文化是跟第一世、第二世纪是不同的。
Anything else you see?
大家还有别的要讲的吗 ？I think the intimacy is very touching.
Pardon?
carry each other's burdens.
There's
intimacy that allows them to carry each other's burdens.
因为他们彼此的这种亲密，所以让他们可以分享彼此的重担。
Culturally, it's different.
然后文化上是不同。
We're not going to start having service in here.
我们不会说在这里有这个聚会是。
We're not going to do away with our instruments.
我们也不会说把我们的这些乐器啊什么都不要了。
But there are things we can learn from them.
但是我们可以从这个。
I don't think I'm going to get through the second one, but let me at least start a picture of
worship. 我第二个肯定是讲不完，但是我起码开讲一点点。
然后我们今天就到此。
In the early 4th century,
到了那个四世纪早期的时候，
the emperor declares Christianity legal.
那时候皇帝就宣称，现在这个基督教信仰呢就合法了。
He becomes, to some degree, a believer.
在某种程度上他好像说也他也信主了他也成为一个相信的人。
And soon being a Christian is the popular thing to do if you want to move up in Roman government.
如果呢你想在这个罗马政府往上升的话迁升的话那成为基督徒就成了一件挺受欢迎的事情。
The emperor
这个皇帝呢
is not going to come to a house the size of this room.
然后这个皇帝呢可不会到我们这么一个房间就这么大小的一个房间里
sit on the floor,
坐在地上
and just be a part of the commoners,
就跟着这个普通的老百姓成为你们其中的一成员
and so where the emperor goes to church,
那皇帝去什么地方去教会呢
build a beautiful building,
所以皇帝要去的地方呢
that's fitting for the emperor,
就建一个很宏伟的一个建筑，那是给皇帝用的。
And now the governor of the next province says,
然后呢
，I want one like that.
然后呢，另外一个行省的省长就说，我也得要那么一个。
And soon, all through the Roman Empire, you see these beautiful cathedrals.
所以很快呢，就看罗马这个全这个疆土的各地啊，都有这种很宏伟的建筑。
You go to Europe now.
你现在如果去欧洲旅行的话
，and you see these cathedrals that are were built during the Middle Ages.
你就看到在这个中世纪时候所建筑的一些宏伟的大教堂。
The worship becomes increasingly grand.
然后这个敬拜呢就变得越来越宏伟。
The cathedrals are beautiful.
当然这个大教堂都很美啊。
Beautiful stained glass.
然后很漂亮的这个彩绘玻璃。
Which had a purpose, by the way.
当然它这个彩绘玻璃是有一个目的的。
People, the majority of the people could not read.
因为当时绝大多数的百姓人呢都是不识字的。
I sometimes hear evangelicals talk about how, you know, in the Middle Ages, the church kept the people from having a Bible.
我听到有讲到的就是说在中世纪的时候教会不让普通老百姓有圣经。
That's not entirely fair to say.
那也这样说也不完全公正。
Because if the church had had the Gideons come out and hand out Bibles to everybody, no one could have read it.
因为就像当时那个基甸的那个事工呢，你到时候到处去分发圣经，大家也没用，因为大家不认字儿。
And for many people, their Bible was the stained glass window.
对很多人来讲，他们的圣经就是那个大教堂上的彩绘玻璃。
You look at the window and you can actually trace the whole story.
你去看那个那个彩绘玻璃，你可以知道这个圣经上所描所讲的所有故事。然后呢，从这个角落就到下一个，你就可以看到整个圣经里的故事。所以他们就看那个画儿，他们就读到那个故事。
The buildings become grand.
然后教堂变得越来越宏伟。
Beautiful choirs.
他们有这个很好的诗班，非常美的诗。
Worship was dramatic.
然后这个敬拜呢也是很引人注目，也是很美的。
There were some problems.
但是有些问题。
But I have to stop here because today's preacher will be cranky if you all are late.
如果你们都晚的话，今天的讲道者会有点不高兴。
No, we don't want to make him cranky.
我不想让他那个脾气不好。
So we'll stop there.
所以我们就暂时停在这里。
We will pick up next week with the Middle Ages and the Reformation.
所以下一次我们讲中世纪和这个宗教改革时期的敬拜，让我们一起来祷告。
God, as we go from our class into worship.
主啊，当我们离开现在的课堂去敬拜的时候。
Help us to truly worship you this morning.
帮助我们今天早晨真正能来敬拜你。
Not just to sit there while people go through the motions.
不单单是坐在那儿走过场。
Not to let the worship leader sing to us.
不是让这个带领敬拜的人对我们歌唱歌。
We will sing.
而是我们自己也会歌唱。
Not to let someone pray for us, but that we will pray.
不是让别人为我们祷告，而是我们自己也会祷告。
And that as we listen to the sermon, we will ask you to help us to apply it in our life.
当我们听讲道的时候，我们也会让你真的是也向你祷告，让这些应用在我们的日常生活中。
That when we give an offering, it will be to you.
当我们奉献的时候，这个奉献是给你的。
We leave.
当我们离开的时候。
That our life this week will be different because of our worship.
因为我们的敬拜，我们。这周的生活就会不同。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。